T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunker.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. Victims of the devastating Kincade Fire in Sonoma County are now bracing for a new threat: mudslides and flash flooding. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, officials there are scrambling to prepare for the big storm.
Good morning, Susan.
The wake of the Kincade Fire has left a big issue with mudslides, debris flows, and other kinds of issues with rain.
And the rain is expected to soak Sonoma County starting this afternoon. And that's why County Supervisor James Gore says so-called watershed Marines are putting erosion control wattles around houses that were burned down to prevent toxins from flowing into rivers and streams.
Good thing is that we don't have population centers like Santa Barbara had, where you had a debris flow that went down the hills and straight into population areas. There was 40 some odd people who passed away in that. But for us, it's really a big issue that's exacerbated by all the floods that we see and kind of this cycle that we continue to have of drought, fire, flood.
Flash flood watch has been issued by the National Weather Service for the Kincade Fire burn area, and that lasts from 4 o'clock this afternoon through 4 a.m. on Saturday. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Thanks, Matt. A federal judge in San Francisco now ordering PG&E to answer questions about the broken transmission tower hook that everyone agrees is what led to the Butte County Camp Fire last year. The judge is ordered following a report by the State Public Utilities Commission describing how the failure of what's known as a C-hook device on a tower near the foothills town of Polga above Paradise resulted in electrical arcing that triggered that deadly fire. PG&E has 2 weeks now to answer the 6 questions posed by the judge.
East Bay residents hit by a string of home invasion robberies are surely breathing a bit easier this morning with word of arrests. KCBS reporter Tim Ryan joins us with the details of a SWAT operation in Fairfield that netted 2 of the 3 suspects.
Susan, Brad Hilsebeck of Lafayette sums up the sense of relief here this morning.
It is comforting that they caught at least some of them.
Numerous heavily armed officers took into custody 22-year-old Joseph Wells and 20-year-old Adama Diop on charges of burglary, robbery, car theft, kidnapping, false imprisonment, conspiracy, and assault with a deadly weapon. Lafayette Police Chief Ben Aldrit tells reporters the men are clearly linked to home invasions on Halloween night and in late November, and quite possibly several others in Oakland and Benicia.
We're still working on identifying and apprehending our third suspect. The 2 that we arrested at this time appear to be our primaries, but there is definitely a third person involved. And we're continuing the investigation. My investigations team, along with Oakland Police Department and Benicia Police Department, are still actively investigating.
Guns and stolen property seized in a Fairfield home. That third suspect is believed to be the getaway driver. Officials credit a critical tip from the public in locating the perps, who will face a judge on Monday. In Lafayette, Tim Ryan, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.